This is the Celebrity Authority Show. Please welcome your host, Sam Cawthorne.
Hey, in the studio today we have Heather. Heather, thank you so much for joining us here in the Celebrity Authority studio. Heather, you're a thought leader in relationships, and so tell us a little bit more about your journey and how did you become so obsessed in connecting people and in relationships in general?
Well, I guess my background is actually one of 11 children.
Wow.
So that was enough to set the cat among the pigeons. Absolutely. To start with.
And what number are you in the 11?
I'm the fourth.
The fourth.
Mm. And I think, I had the privilege of observing lots of different things with people. And I also have been on an amazing journey of self-discovery myself. Mm. I went through a rock bottom period of feeling like down in a black hole and actually swimming out of it. And what I discovered was that I unleashed this amazing genius within myself. And I felt like it's a gift to have been through all that. And I met so many women in the same spot, the same space, not knowing who they are, feeling guilty, feeling depressed, overwhelmed, not knowing how to move forward. So I'm so passionate about people, showing them the way.
That's great.
Yeah. So.
Heather, I'd like to go back a little bit. Tell us a little bit more about your story and about this rock bottom moment. Was this recently, or was this?
It was over about 20 years ago. It was the very fashionable divorce that's happening. I think there's about 4 million people around Australia who will be affected by some kind of breakdown in a relationship this year, which is pretty scary. And I went through it, and it was just...
How long were you married for?
I was married for 17 years.
Okay.
And I was married for life. And I had the rug pulled out from underneath me, literally.
And it was just so suddenly.
Yeah, it was just sudden. Like, you know, everyone thought that we were living the dream life. Had a successful business, had lovely home, financially, I could see us being financially free in my retirement. All that was pulled out. I just got stripped emotionally, spiritually and financially. Mm. So I had to come out of that. And that's what I've been doing over the last 20 years.
So you said earlier on that you had to swim out of that, that you had to come out. What were some of the ingredients of how to get through something like that? Because obviously after 17 years and thinking that everything was going great, and then suddenly, you know, the rug pulled out from underneath you, as you said, what were some of the key things that you needed to do? Because I'm sure there are people out there right now that may be even in a similar situation to what you were 20 years ago.
Well, it did take me a couple of years, actually. I just was existing. I wasn't even really functioning. So for a couple of years, I just walked around in this haze of emotional turmoil, and I started to come out of it. I think the thing that happened to me is I started to look at and go to personal development, and I think I had light bulb moments when I went to personal development.
And was that one-on-one coaches, or was that more?
It was actually in a group.
Okay.
And we went through the process of visualization and meditation, and I found it such a fantastic tool. You can actually visualize yourself somewhere else. And I started to see that I wasn't this person who I was thinking I was. There was this other person I had to explore inside. And actually, I needed to take a really deep look at myself.
Wow, that's amazing. And so then through this personal development, what you found your own unique genius you.
Exactly. And I've actually prepared a 7-step pathways that I've taken and lived. And so I know it's successful to take people on that journey.
So why now do you want to take other people on this journey? Is it mainly because you don't want them to suffer the way you suffered?
Or, absolutely. Yeah. If I'd only had the right support, the people around me, then I wouldn't have had to waste so much time. Mm. We haven't got a lot of time on the planet. So, and I really get upset when I feel sorry for women when they can't move forward and they're stuck and they don't know what they're doing and they don't know it's all normal. Mm. It's okay, you know? Yeah.
So look, without giving away all 7 of your secret ingredients, but if there's one or two that I'm sure people out there may find themselves really stuck, what are the first 1 or 2 steps that they could start doing right now to help getting them unstuck?
Well, I think the first thing is to acknowledge that you have a problem and to start looking inside yourself through meditation, start feeling inside yourself and just being quiet and listening to yourself and what's coming up for you at the time. Mm. I think that's a really good thing. And maybe also start reading some books on the subject. So that also helps too. It starts to create some awareness within you. And I've actually got a book about it as well.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about your book, Heather.
Okay, well, the book's called Unleashing Your Soul's Genius, and in that it has the seven pathways that you can actually go through in the book.
Great. Unleashing Your Soul's Purpose.
Genius.
Is that right? Your soul's genius.
Yes.
Wow, and that's obviously the key thread of who you are and why you exist in this world, yeah?
Very much so, absolutely.
So what's the next chapter for you, Heather?
Getting out there and actually publishing the book.
Yay, that's fantastic. And also, are you doing any other speaking on the side of that, or are you, how are you going to get this book out there?
I'm going to go out to women's groups and I'm going to do some public speaking out there.
Yeah. Heather, you're so inspiring. Not only through your own personal story have you found your soul's genius, as you say, but now you're out there helping other people. What do you do to recharge your tank? What do you do to disconnect sometimes?
I go to the gym, love exercise. I love that feeling that it gives you with your energy as you release the stress out of your body. I feel that when I'm doing it. And I love nature. And I actually got a dog and I walk her. And
what's your dog's name?
Her name's Foxy.
Very cute.
She's a foxy girl, like a mum. And I try to get out to nature at least once a day and sit on the grass and just meditate. I can recommend that. It's just amazing.
Heather, super inspiring. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Celebrity Authority Show. However, just before you go, we have a very special segment that we do with all of our guests. And it is 10 questions in 60 second challenge. Heather, do you accept the challenge?
Absolutely.
All right, Heather, your time starts now. Favourite colour?
Blue.
Favourite food?
Fish.
Fish. Grilled, fried, baked?
Always.
Oh, very good. Favourite celebrity?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, he's awesome. Yeah. And favourite actor?
It's him too.
That's absolutely fine. Professional speaker, favourite professional speaker?
Bob Proctor.
Bob Proctor, he's awesome, isn't he?
Yeah, awesome.
Favourite book?
Think and Grow Rich by Thomas Lennon.
Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Favourite movie?
Titanic.
Yes, it's a great movie, isn't it? Mm. Favourite city?
Well, I love Sydney, but I also love London.
Ah, yes. London is stunning. Yes. Favourite drink?
Well, there's water, but there's mainly coffee. Got to have my coffee fix at least once a day.
Favourite pizza topping?
Pizza topping? Sardines.
Sardines. That's awesome. And Heather, if you were an animal, which animal would you be?
A horse.
A horse? Why a horse?
Oh, because they can gallop around and have fun out in nature and enjoy themselves and carry some of them on them.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Thanks Celebrity Authority Show. Woohoo. Yay. Well done, Heather. That was awesome.
Thank you.